This is where normal comes to die. Mediocrity meets its final demise, and the status quo is unabashedly dismantled. Welcome to Reinvention Radio. Now, here's your host, Steve Ulscher.
Alrighty, welcome to another edition here of Reinvention Radio, and we are sounding off! Yay! Hi, Mary Valet.
Hello.
Richie Ote.
Hello.
What's up, baby? And White Way's hanging it down in the studio right now. All right, we are broadcasting live. I think we finally got this live thing down. Wade's gone 22nd century here on us. And we are not only live doing the radio gig, but we're also live doing the video gig. So super awesome on that. So congrats, Wade, on getting that set up. And Richie Ote, I know you were a big part of that as well, the live streaming dude. And man, lots going on in the world to talk about. Not the least of which, of course, is are you a football fan at all?
Yes. Marguerite?
Are you? So
not of the Chargers any longer.
Well, you know what? And actually, that's that'll be interesting. I mean, I know we've talked about that before. We don't have to talk about that ad nauseum. But what I found really cool is none of the moving companies will move them. Did you see that petition?
Like, is that a truth? Is that a real thing?
That's a real thing. Like 50 moving companies or something signed this whole, like, we will not move the Chargers thing. It was started by one particular company, and then one was like, you know what? Forget this noise. Let's get others involved here. And they've got like 50 moving companies or something signed on here. They will not move the Chargers. So I say cool.
Me too.
Yeah, I mean, right? Because
I want the Chargers to brand as much as they can. Los Angeles Chargers is Los Angeles Chargers, like brand like all the way up right until the season's about to open. And then San Diego says, nope, we want our rights back because they own the rights to the name Chargers.
Do they? They're going to have to change the name
anyway.
Why
are they letting them go right now?
No, well, let them brand it first. Let them mess with them first. Let them brand all this Charger stuff and say, nope, sorry, you got to come up with the new name.
Yeah, I think they're just messing with them. But the thing that I also think is super cool is there are a number of L.A. companies that signed this thing too. So, like, there's a number of LA moving companies. They were like, okay, fine, we're
so, like, Philip Rivers won't move Philip Rivers.
Like, it's not the player issue so much as, like, all of the team
equipment.
Stuff.
Team stuff, okay.
Like, all the,
remember when Baltimore moved in the middle of the night?
Like, they literally had to move in the middle of the night.
From Cleveland and all. Like, yeah, it was, anyway.
Yeah. All right. So,
she didn't know her team still had a team.
Baltimore. Anyway. All right.
Or hockey team, but.
So, lots of interesting things going on. Not the least of which, of course, are the Atlanta Falcons. Congratulations to the to those boys.
I wanted them to win.
And those bastards, the New England Patriots. I mean, nothing, you know, look. I mean, look. Congratulations, New England, you bastards. I mean, it's like every damn year, like six straight AFC championships. It's pretty damn impressive. You talk about a dynasty, that's about as much of a dynasty. As much as I hate those guys, I kind of applaud them for being as good as they have been for so long. So, you know, congrats on that.
I think it's just a weak division.
You mean the whole conference, the whole AFC?
No. Mostly weak division gives them home field advantage. So the little bit that they might have lost if they were on the road.
Yeah.
They get a little bit advantage with all the snow and all the stuff in Gillette.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Whatever. They're still a good team. Like it's the player coach combo of Belichick and Brady. That's the thing.
It's impressive. So here's who I'm rooting for. And who I'm rooting for is Doritos. Not just because Mary's shaking her head, like, why? Not just because we just had Michelle Payne on talking about reinventing food truths and all that fun stuff. But because of what Doritos is doing, instead of throwing millions and millions and millions of dollars at Super Bowl ads, did you hear and see what they're doing?
Are they going to be the snack provided to the people building the wall?
Yes, they're going to be the official snack provider of the wall.
In this segment.
They came up with this super cool thing. So it is a bag. So literally, it is a typical bag of Doritos, right? So a big, you know, party bag of Doritos. And on the front of the bag, it has some sort of, like, it's not really a breathalyzer-type device, but it has a device on it that can detect whether or not you have been drinking alcohol. So there is, like a suit. You're giving me that look. No.
Well, I'm like, wondering, like, is this a marketing thing? Does it, like, when you're walking by at the store, it's like, hey, drunk. Eat me. what does it do?
Makes great sense. I love that. But so here's the thing. So it's like a different. I don't know what the technology is that allows them to do this. But basically, you like breathe on the bag. And like that, that in itself is kind of funny, but you like you breathe on the bag in like, I don't know, the top section or whatever of the bag.
And it turns a color or something?
It does. Oh. So if you have alcohol being present in your system, then it'll turn into like this red steering wheel and it will say, don't drink and drive. So
they should partner up with like Procter Gamble and be like, you should head on over to the toothpaste section.
You buy some gum on the way out, man. You know, please get
some
gum.
You're not drunk, but please take care of that.
Do something. So if there is no alcohol present, then what it will do is the steering wheel will be green. And so that is kind of like a go. Okay, you're fine. Go ahead. And it's kind of stupid. Because, like, I mean, like, you either know if you've had a drink or you haven't.
Yeah, I could see that backfiring.
Yeah.
Doritos told me I could drive.
Well, and it's probably super conservative, so it's like red steering wheel at 0.04.
Well, you know, it's like just.
Right, you just gargled some mouthwash and it's saying you're drunk.
Or yeah, something. So exactly. It's the presence of alcohol that makes it turn red, or the lack thereof makes it turn green. So, I mean, it's a hell of a marketing ploy. And actually, the winner on all this probably is Uber. Because what happens is if you are under the influence or if you have alcohol present in your system when you breathe on this bag, then you'll get an Uber code for like discounted ride.
So Doritos is GPS to your location for Uber?
so or Uber Eats delivers you a bag of Doritos, right? I mean, like that would be the ultimate there. But I don't know. It's like Uber just kind of steps in here and goes, you know what? That sounds great. We'll ride on the coattails of that publicity campaign, and we'll give you guys, you know, $1 million in coupons or discount codes or whatever. So you get like $10 off your ride or a discounted ride or whatever it might be. But it's like you talk about the ultimate joint venture. That is pretty dang incredible when you come right down to it, because here is, I mean, what does a Super Bowl ad run this year? Do we know? Is it 4 million? Is it 3 million? 5 million?
Spot.
For a 60-second spot.
She said it's Tostitos.
It's Tostitos.
Not Doritos.
Isn't that the same company? Tostitos, Doritos, or they're fighting? No, they're dead.
Are they Frito-Lay?
Wade is like, no. I can tell you unequivocally, it is not the same company. No.
The easiest way to know for any fast food shopper is that any of those fast food places, you can just go and look at their Coke machines. Be like, oh, that's all Frito-Lay, Pepsi. Mm-hmm. That place is all Coca-Cola. Mm-hmm. Right? It's just, they don't have both.
They don't.
You never go into a place and see Pepsi and Coke.
And I am a Coke snob.
Like, me too.
Like, literally. Like, if I go out to a restaurant, they're like, oh, I'm sorry, we don't have Coke products. Is Pepsi okay? No! I don't want your Pepsi. I don't like it either. There is a difference in taste. I will say no. And actually, I will say it.
What?
Richie.
It's just a politically incorrect statement, so I won't say it.
You can say it. This is a reinvention.
Well, you're not the demographic of Pepsi.
I'm not?
No.
Who's it? Who's the demographic of Pepsi?
South.
Oh, it's a southern thing?
You notice the difference. It's a super politically incorrect
comment. A NASCAR thing.
No.
No.
Coca-Cola is more for people who like sweet stuff.
Coca-Cola is more for people who like
sweet stuff. Okay. Every chicken shop you go into, everywhere in the South, you ever think, who is the spokespeople of all the Pepsi products?
NASCAR people.
No. Black people.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that true?
No, it's a sweeter product. The real bottom line, the real answer, and being politically correct.
Pepsi
instead
is sweeter than Coke?
Yes. That's why they win all the taste tests when you only have a sip.
Is that true?
But they lose all the taste tests when you drink the whole thing.
Pepsi is sweeter than Coke.
Yeah, that's why you don't. Yeah. If you drink a whole thing, you'll hate. If you're a Coke fan, if you just had a sip of each, you wouldn't notice much of a difference. But when you drink that whole can, people who like sweet will only. Right? That's the same demographic drinking grape soda, orange soda.
Yeah.
It's all the sweet stuff.
All right.
So again, it's not politically correct, whatever. It's marketing 101. Like, I'm selling.
All of that being said, there is nothing better than a fresh bag of Doritos and a fresh 2 liter of Coke. Like that to me, like Michelle Payne right now. Is like she's rolling over in her room right now listening to this going, my God, like you talk about genetically modified crap. Like in a nutshell, that is like everything that is wrong with America in like two products side by side, a big bag of Doritos and a big 2 liter of Coke. But to me, that's like heaven. That's like, to me, that is a Sunday. That, to me, that says Sunday. That says Super Bowl Sunday, like right then, right there. So,
and then the cheese whiz or whatever.
Well, if I can add in Pace hot chunky picante sauce.
Are we talking medium? Or are we talking mild? Or are we talking hot?
Hot.
Really? You go hot?
Pace,
I would not
chunky?
Have. I would not have gotten you for a hot guy. Not that you're not a hot guy, but I just think that you wouldn't have taken that. Like, could you see?
No.
Well, if I'm going full on binge, I want the burn.
What about El Napolito?
The burn.
Fire in the hole.
Why do you buy Pace?
Well, I started the habit in Oklahoma. Pace is about as real. Mm-hmm. Mexican food
and a PBR, and you're all good.
Hey, and if you go to Costco, you can buy like a 65-gallon jug of it for like $7. Like, literally, we stumbled into this commercial Costco thing. We walked in there. We were like, do you have, you know, this, that, and the other? Like, no, this is a commercial Costco. We only sell like this, that, and the other. I was like, okay, walked around. There was like an 8-gallon jug of salsa for like $6. I was like, man, I have found my home. I am like, this is now
not
where
good
I
salsa.
Yeah, the money you,
really?
The money you save on
that.
Buying the big thing you... Waste.
There you go, and Kelly's found it. There you go. So the Tostitos new party bag knows when you've been drinking, and we'll even call. Awesome. All right, well, here we go. I mean, as much as I hate to say it, I've got the Patriots again in the game. We'll see what happens. I think it's like 34-10, something like that. We'll see what happens. But for now, don't drink and drive. Eat Tostitos. Choose Coke over Pepsi. And go, Falcons. All right, I want the Falcons to win, but I don't think... I know, me too. All right, guys, we'll talk to you next time on Reinvention Radio.
You just got dismantled. Thanks for listening to Reinvention Radio. For more information about the show and your host, Steve Ulscher, visit reinventionradio.com. One person has the power to change the world, impact millions of lives, and leave a legacy for lifetimes to come. That person is you. In the New York Times bestseller, What Is Your What?, Steve Ulscher, award-winning author and founder of the Reinvention Workshop, reveals his proven process that has helped thousands of men and women discover, share, and monetize the one thing they were born to do. Grab your free copy now at www.whatisyourwhat.com/free. That's www.whatisyourwhat.com/free.